Glacier Point is an area of wilderness on the Chilkat Inlet near Haines, where the Davidson Glacier calves into a lake. Alaska Excursions wants to expand their tourism operation in the area. That became contentious when a group of ex-employees testified at an assembly meeting about the company's safety precautions. Alaska Excursions runs about 15,000 tourists from Skagway to Glacier Point each summer by motorboat before canoeing them to the face of the glacier. They'd like permission to double their capacity to 30,000 passengers and to start an ATV tour that would run on company owner Robert Murphy's private land.
Well, we are not making a course where you're going to be doing 60 miles an hour and ripping all over the place. It's not going to be noise invasive because we absolutely do not want to disturb our other product that's out there.
Environmental and safety concerns were brought up. Stacy Evans works as a seabird biologist for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. She was one of many people who felt heavy motorized traffic would negatively affect the Arctic tern colony at Glacier Point. She said it wasn't just an environmental issue, but an economic one.
Our tourism industry is unique, and it sets us apart from places like Skagway because people find a more authentic wilderness experience. The best thing about a sustainable resource like healthy ecosystem is that the less we mess with it, the more valuable it is.
But it was testimony from former employees of Alaska Excursions that motivated the assembly to schedule a special meeting to discuss the permit.
During my time at Alaska Excursions, I came to learn that safety is not a priority. It is profit nearly at any cost.
That's Jojo Gerner, who worked as a naturalist for Alaska Excursions. She said management had been unresponsive when guides asked for medical equipment that might be necessary to save guests. Robert Murphy's response was that beyond basics, it was more of a liability to have untrained guides administering medical care when professional assistance was minutes away by helicopter. Boat Captain Ray Staska worked for the company for three seasons and described drifting in 10-foot seas with a boat of tourists after losing power in two of three engines while running from Skagway to Glacier Point. He called the company's permit request absurd because of what he feels is poor attention to boat and engine maintenance and rough weather. Ben Altman Moore, who was one of about a dozen guides who lived at the point full-time during the summer, also felt the company pushed their captains too far.
I repeatedly experienced the Alaska Excursions office coerce captains into trying to make the run, even when wind readings at Eldred Rock exceeded the stated company policy for cancellations, which is small craft advisory.
Sometimes it became dangerous, Altman Moore said, listing incidents in which wind and waves cracked boat windows, ripped off doors, sent water into the cabin, and temporarily stranded passengers. Murphy says there is a set policy to judge weather, but unpredictable conditions mean that boat captains sometimes have to make calls to turn around when the office can't. Guides who lived at Glacier Point expressed concerns that there wasn't a reliable way back to Haines if there was an emergency when tours weren't running. A 14- and a 16-foot boat were available, but guides say they weren't safe in anything but the calmest seas. Murphy says those boats weren't intended for true emergencies, just as a convenience. None of the guides or captains spoke out publicly about their safety concerns when they worked for Alaska Excursions. They didn't want to be fired, Gerner says. Almost all the guides that are speaking out now found out earlier this fall that they would not be invited back to work next season, Murphy says.
What you're hearing from almost exclusively are staff that were not invited back to the company for various reasons.
Murphy noted that the Glacier Point operation is inspected yearly by the Coast Guard, and cruise companies he contracts with also have the right to investigate any safety issues. He says Haines EMTs are welcome to assess the medical resources available at the point. Luke Rauscher, the maintenance manager at Excursions, asked that the assembly take an objective point of view.
Realistically, we have a really strong track record when it comes to safety. We haven't had much of an aspect of problems when it comes to running people back and forth and landing and going up through the glacier itself.
Alaska Excursions has had some serious accidents, however, if unrelated to their canoe tour. One of their tour vehicles overturned last summer near Dyea, injuring more than 20 people. 22 people, many of them current employees of Alaska Excursions in Skagway, sent letters supporting the permit. According to Murphy, only a small proportion have ever been to the Glacier Point site. Six people wrote in opposing the permit. Murphy said it would be inappropriate to try and address every claim leveled by former employees that had, quote, an axe to grind with the company at an assembly meeting. But Assembly Member Tom Morfitt wasn't satisfied with that.
As convenient as it would be to not talk about some of these charges against your safety operation, I think we very much have to talk about them. The reason that we permit tours is to make sure that those tours adhere to a certain standard.
The rest of the assembly voted to discuss the permit in more detail at a committee of the whole. In Haines, I'm Barrett Wilbur.